its current state here on 90.5. It's a Live Music Friday here again on our program. We've been enjoying guitarist Chris Rollins during today's show. He's one of many music instructors and music students who will be at an open house tomorrow at the Marshall Music School of Music in Lansing. We'll learn more about that event shortly, but first, Chris is going to perform I See Fire. This is from the soundtrack to The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug, and joining Chris is 14-year-old vocal student Lauren Lancaster. Chris Rollins and Lauren Lancaster on Current State.
Oh, misty eye of the mountain below, keep careful watch of my brother's souls. And should the sky be filled with fire and smoke, keep watching over during suns. If this is to end in fire, we should all burn together. Watch the flames climb high to the night, calling out, Father, stand by and we will watch the flames burn up and on the mountainside. And if we should die tonight, we should all die together. Raise a glass of wine for the last time, calling out, Father, oh, prepare us as we will watch the flames burn up and on the mountainside. Desolation calls upon the sky. Now I see fire inside the mountains. I see fire burning the trees, and I see fire hollowing souls, and I see fire blood in the breeze, and I hope that you'll remember me.
Very nice. That is I See Fire from the soundtrack to The Hobbit, The Desolation of Smaug. We have just heard from guitarist Chris Rollins and at the microphone, 14-year-old vocal student Lauren Lancaster of Grand Ledge. That was very, very nice. Chris Rollins, let me ask you to... Chris is putting his guitar down, and he's going to join us here momentarily. Chris has been at Marshall Music for a long time. Part of the reason we've got these particular performers here with us today is because Marshall Music has an open house, its first ever, from what I'm told, tomorrow afternoon. How often do you work as an accompanist, Chris, on classical guitar? Do you have this kind of opportunity very often, or do you function mostly as a solo guy?
Connected to the music store and teaching, I'm doing a lot of accompaniment for my students. I have a lot of people that sing and play guitar, and usually I'm backing them up during their recitals. But that's where I usually get to play accompaniment for most of my students singing.
But as I mentioned earlier, I mean, you play rock and roll, you play electric bass, and you teach all of those at Marshall as well?
Yes. I'm also at Lansing Community College in Olivet, too.
As an instructor, what instrument do you enjoy teaching the most?
I love teaching classical guitar the most.
Why?
And
do you know why?
Oh yeah, that and jazz studies too. I just love the aspect of the learning process, how to build and how to practice, and how to develop lines within the music, and really get into it's in your thought process and how you think of music and how you develop the process.
Warren Lancaster, how long have you been singing?
I've been singing ever since I was like really young. I've always enjoyed it. I've been doing lessons from Hank for about 2 years now.
And Hank Horton is Marshall Music's director of the School of Music. Tell us about what's going on tomorrow. You're going to have both of these guys here in the store tomorrow to talk to people about the Marshall experience?
Absolutely. They'll be performing probably that song and some other songs, you know, during that. We're going to have all of our instructors there to perform and meet people, you know, prospective students. And this isn't just for young kids. We have people range in age from 9 to 75, probably.
Yeah. Tell us about the scope of your operations. I know every time I've been in Marshall, I'm always a little surprised at just, I mean, I hear people playing horns and people playing piano and people playing the drums. How many different instruments do you offer instruction on at Marshall?
Well, we have 30 different teachers, and we teach all the woodwinds, brass, and stringed instruments, as well as guitars and bass and drums. We have an accordion teacher. We have a harp teacher. We could pretty much anything that we sell, yeah. We teach.
How many students do you have altogether?
Over 400.
Wow. And you have an instrument petting zoo set up for tomorrow as well. This is where people can get up close and personal with all these different kinds of musical instruments.
And I'll be your ringmaster for that tomorrow. we'll have all the stringed instruments and woodwinds and brass. And even if you play another instrument, you can try any of those instruments. You can put a violin in your hand or a string bass or a trumpet or a saxophone, and you'll get a sound out of it.
Mm-hmm. Chris, you're a graduate of our School of Music here at Michigan State University. What did you study here exactly?
I started studying with classical guitar when we had the program here, and then I ended up changing over to jazz studies under Ron Newman.
Okay.
And during that time.
Have you recorded?
I did a Brazilian CD through Glenn Brown's studio, and we were playing at the Jazz Festival in 2001 or so.
Lauren, do you play an instrument as well, or are you strictly a singer?
Not at the moment. I don't play any instruments, but I would like to change that in the near future.
What would you like to study?
I would like to start the acoustic guitar.
Okay.
The classic.
I got just the guy for you.
Here.
We could start live on the radio if you wanted to go that far. Where do you attend school?
I attend Hayes Middle School in Grand Ledge.
You have a wonderful tone to your voice. I mean, you have the tone of a young person, but there's a lot of expression there. What do you hear what qualities do you hear, Chris, when you hear Lauren sing?
I just like the way she emotes. I just love her phrasing. She seems to get into the song and understands what the lyric line is moving, and she's right on pitch, too.
How do you go about, and I know Hank Horton, you are a player, you're a bass player, you've gigged with Styx, you've performed on our current State Friday here, you play live jazz, you do all kinds of things. How do you go about developing singers? How does that process work? What's at the heart of that?
Well, first, I just ask them what they want to do. What kind of music do you like? What songs do you like?
Starts out with the genre, then.
Yeah, yeah. With that, and then I just say, sing. Sing me a song. Sing me a song that you like. And you try to just develop the qualities that they have and teach them the proper technique. And I will tell, I told Lauren this, I tell all the singers this, two things that are most important is to learn how to breathe and then be fearless.
That's the part that always hangs me up.
Yeah, well, and it hangs a lot of people up. But, you know, after a while, you gain the trust, and then they start becoming fearless. Am I right?
Yes.
Now, do you two work together?
She's my student.
Okay.
Yes.
Oh, okay, very good. Is it? Have you heard those words from Mr. Horton then?
Many times.
Okay. Be fearless. Well, that takes work to become fearless. But judging by your performance here today, you're off to a fantastic start.
Thank you so much.
And we want to thank you very much for getting up here and trying to make music at a relatively early hour, which is never easy. We want to remind everybody that the Marshall Music School of Music Open House tomorrow, 3 to 5 p.m. with performances and instrument petting zoo and more. That is, of course, on East Saginaw Street in Lansing in the Frandor Shopping Center. Chris Rollins, Lauren Lancaster, and Hank Horton have all been our guests here for today. Before Chris plays this out, we'll remind you that on Monday, the Michigan legislature has left road funding up to the voters. Campaigns are already underway on both sides of the issue ahead of the May 5th vote. We'll go there, and we'll also talk with Grand Rapids Taxpayer Association Chairman Keith Allard about his fight against the proposed 1% sales tax increase. That and more Monday on Current State. Reminder, you can hear current past episodes of Current State at WKAR.org. I'm Mark Bayshore. Chris Rollins plays us out here on Fridays, Live Music Friday on Current State. Have a great weekend.